Secretary Freeman asking if you're available this morning.
Yeah.
Morning, Mr. President.
How are you?
I thought that was a very useful cabinet meeting yesterday.
Good, good.
And good to get a little feel of how you feel politically on this animal we're dealing with. I wanted to give you an update report here this morning because some things might come up today on the legislative situation over there. There's an outside possibility, at least the chairman of the minority leader in the House Agriculture Committee, Hoover, said he's going to be a good boy on the food stamp thing. If they could conceivably get unanimous consent, I don't think it will, but it's possible today. If it goes to the Rules Committee, we have the votes in the Rules Committee. I didn't want to say yesterday, but we've had a package deal here when we put the cotton wheat bill through. And the cotton people are going to live up to that commitment, as nearly as we can tell. That means they go for food stamps, so we've clearly got the votes on the Rules Committee. We go into Rules and into Conference. We have no problem in Conference. Go back into Rules. We can get out of there again. We've got the votes. And then it would come in as a Conference report. So I think that's in good shape. I had to
get him to give you a rule. Don't let him mess around because he delays him.
Oh, yeah.
He's against this.
This is right. But I think when he knows, as you know better than I do, that you got the horses, why then he doesn't want to delay too often. They're in too much trouble. I think we're all right on this one. I had a long talk with Mills this morning.
You better get somebody up there on the Rules Committee for you to ask him for a rule and try to get a specific day this week or next week because
yeah.
He'll just drag it out.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Right.
I wanted you to know on this beef thing that I'm worried about, that I talked with Mills at considerable length. They had something that he wanted real bad here that I was able to work out. And so I had a long talk with him about it this morning. And here's what is proposed now when this comes over. We're trying to get Mike, as you know, to delay as long as possible. Well, of course, the Speaker will leave it on his desk as long as he can, but Albert's raising hell.
What's Albert raising hell about now?
Because he wants it. He says if Mansfield can pass it in the Senate, he ought to be able to pass it in the House, and he's got as many political problems as Mansfield has.
Hmm.
And he's just jumping and hollering like hell. And he's been on Mills on it, and Allman, and we got the same problem in the House. Plus the fact they're angry because the Senate's passing it, why should they have to take the heat? But Mills is willing to...
Senate's not passing it. Senate's held it up now for four or five months, and if he held it up 4 or 5 weeks, it'd be all right.
Right. That's exactly what we're saying. But this is just the strategy on this now with Mills is simply this, that when the Speaker is forced to erase it, Mills will try and get unanimous consent for it to go to Conference. He's carrying with him in the Conference Boggs and King, both of whom are committed to keep it in Conference and not be for it. If he can't get unanimous consent, it will go to the Rules then. In the Rules, we already have 9 votes on it in the Rules that will then send it to Conference, and Mills will keep it in Conference with the people he's carrying with him to Conference. Now, the only thing on this is to keep Mills' back up because to get on Albert, which I will be doing. And we'll be all over him on it. But I wanted you to know on some of this. I just didn't want to repeat yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
One other thing, if I may. Tomorrow, George Reedy has, pursuant to your request, a statement about exports in agriculture that are up 30% over last year. This is the kind of good news. Now, I'm asking that he make this announcement on your behalf tomorrow morning. I scheduled this 6 weeks ago to make a speech on this tomorrow afternoon to the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, because this is a key issue, this agricultural exports in California. It's something I've planned for a long time, and I wanted you to know that it's not a boondoggle, but it's a carefully planned thing.
Good.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Bye.